This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Well, testy. Surprised he didn't get thrown out of the game last night. No, but that was interesting with John Boy. But I got to throw some Met stuff on the table. Yankee fans, I see you. The lines are obviously juiced up. We'll get back to you. So much respect for what's happened with Alvarez here. It's a small sample. It is early. But it is impossible not to acknowledge that the instincts of the Mets were right. The attitude and the proactive buy-in nature of Alvarez was right. And now you very well might have somebody that was, in terms of value or even belief or both, was depreciating. I don't know, I'm being overly dramatic here, but I was going to say by the day. But from a Met fan perspective, let's face it, from the number one prospect in baseball, you know, mashing 25 home runs, it's been a long, strange trip. What a long, strange trip it's been. 2 years. I mean, really hurt, not playing well. So now, while I think the Mets absolutely still need to make moves, they got to get a bat. And we've talked, I think we're talking about the same thing so many times because nothing's changed yet. But what has changed is, you know, now maybe if this is the early signs of Alvarez becoming the player, or at least a part, you know, somewhat of the player they thought that they had, and he showed glimpses of early, maybe they don't have to go absolutely bonkers and give up a piece they don't want to give up to get, you know, maybe like a Buxton or whatever they might be, a third baseman, if they're even going to do that, although Beatty's playing better as well. It's just good stuff. You love to see young kids, you know, battle. And there is no greater sport and there is no lonelier feeling than in baseball. When you just don't do well, you can't hide. You know, all right, offensive lineman misses an assignment. Oh, yeah, he's going to get blasted in film session. But yeah, if you coached football or played football, it's identifiable to you on TV probably immediately. But it's just not as glaring as if you let, you know, a fastball go down the middle, or you pop up a fastball with the bases juiced, or you're 1-for-18 because it's you on the TV screen. It's the pitcher, and it's you. And again, even a great basketball player having a rough night, sure, when he shoots, he's isolated, but it kind of blends in with the other nine guys on the court to an extent. And you know, it takes a special mindset. And I guess I forgot this because it's been so long since I played, and I didn't have this mindset. I wish I did. Not that it would have mattered. I wasn't good enough anyway. But it takes a special mindset to deal with failure in this sport. There is nothing like it. And honestly, I think being around kids, it's coaching, I think it's reminded me of that because it had been so long since I played. Damn, baseball's hard, man. It's hard. We just want to create this linear path. All right, what? You got drafted in the first round like Volpe? Come on, be a star. All right, Alvarez, come on. 2-3 years ago, you were the number one prospect in baseball. Let's go. What are you waiting for? Become Gary Carter. What's the problem? Well, the problem is that there's a lot of twists and turns in the development of baseball players, young ones. So, awesome job by him. It's a good win by the Mets. You know, and like the Yankees win, too, as I said to start the show, like, you could easily frame it as, you know, one of two ways. Loaisiga stunk, Volpe, you know, throws another one in the dirt. Or, hey, Ben Rice, you know, Schlittler. And I choose to do a little bit of both, certainly enjoying the win, but also understanding it could have been a very different discussion today. And by the way, same for the Mets, which is what makes this a very, I don't know, very interesting navigation for both of these teams until we get to the deadline here. You pumped about the win, got a chance to, you know, win the series today, and you should. You're at home, the Angels aren't good, and they're not as bad as they used to be, but they're not good. But you can come on the air, or you can, you know, call us up and say, you know, all right, 0-4 for, what is Lindor? I think it's now 0-29, whatever it is. You know, 0-30, thank you. Dove, on top of it, Dovey. Oh, Hoff, there you go. I was going to say, is that a Dove production? That's a Hoff production. Wait, doing the Rico until 5 o'clock in the morning, right at the tip of his tongue, 0-30. And, but again, conversely, great win, awesome stuff. 5 hits. 3 runs, and this is not to minimize the, you win or you lose. But I'm listening. I had to go pick something up. I'll tell you why later. The first 4 innings, no hits, you know, and then they bust out a little bit here. Nimmo with a big hit, and if not for the 3 runs in the 5th inning, you know, it's a bunch of zeros there. So how do you process the win? Well, I process it as a win. But really, to me, the story so far for the Mets is the return and the early signs that Alvarez 2.0 is going to contribute down the stretch and hit with some pop. And listen, if I'm the Mets...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Obviously, you know, you get to sit him once in a while because he's a catcher, and Torrens is obviously a capable backup, as we know. I'm just not going to mess with his mechanics a whole lot. Like, I don't mean defensively. That they had to tighten that up. When he's in the box, listen, he's going to swing and miss a lot. He's not going to be, I don't think he'll ever be a high average. Like, I don't ever see him as a 290. I don't even see him as a 280 guy. But when he connects, he launches the baseball. Let him swing from the heels. Bat him 7, 6, wherever you put him. And let him provide some thump that seems to be ready to come for the next couple of months. Good job by the kid. You got to respect that. All right, let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Let me get Rich in Melbourne, Florida on the Free Odyssey app. What's going on, Rich?
BT, what's up? Great show. Great win last night.
No doubt. Thank you, Rich. What's up?
That was like pump up the extra oxygen. You know what I'm saying? We really needed that win.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Austin was kind of killing us, too. I mean, he's flying under the radar. He's not producing, not hitting the ball that hard. Even his defense is affecting him. He's not calling a good game. He's not talking to a pitcher when he's supposed to
One second. I just interrupt because I just want to throw things out there if I don't really agree. I mean, where's the evidence he's not calling a good game? I mean, Austin Wells frames the ball incredibly well. You know.
I'm going to give you a sample. I forgot the pitcher. I believe the pitcher from Sunday or Sunday or Monday.
All right.
After he gives up back-to-back hits, he don't go out and talk to the pitcher to calm him down. You know what I'm saying? He just stays back there, look at the dugout, waiting for instructions. You know what I'm saying?
Those
are little things. Those are little things that pitchers need when the pressure is being built up and you see the Toronto catcher does that all the time when the pitchers put up a few men on base, he goes, calm them down.
Well, Kirk,
let's get back on track.
But
I've
seen Wells go out there. I think you're nitpicking. Honestly, I do.
Yeah, but his bat, I'm not talking about really his defense. I just talk about his bat is not doing absolutely nothing for this team. And that bottom of that lineup for the Yankees, they got to get something done.
Yeah.
I got one more question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you expect to see a different team August 1st?
Yes. No question. Oh, yeah. Do you?
I hope so. I got my fingers crossed because one more question. How you feel about if they could make a trade for Perez from the Royals?
I mean, they're not trading Salvi Perez. Salvi Perez? I mean, Garcia might be coming here, but no. There's no way the Royals are trading that guy. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a World Series champion. No, they're not. I'm not saying I wouldn't take him. No, they're not going to do that. I mean, yeah, Austin Wells is a little perplexing, but again, it's really how you view it. We're sitting here right now, and he's hitting .214. Unacceptable. His OPS is barely over 700. Unacceptable. But we're also talking about a catcher in his mid-20s who's on pace, and I'm looking at it, projected 22 home runs, nearly 90 RBIs. And I know he batted fourth a lot last year, and that actually kind of propelled the Yankees' offense and coincided with him being put there, which proved to be a pretty good move. But he's not batting fourth now. He's not batting third. Not always even batting fifth. I mean, if Austin Wells is your sixth hitter, even if he's a seven hitter, making peanuts in terms of a contract, lefty hitter in his mid-20s who's pretty good defensively and is going to hit 20-plus home runs and 80-plus RBIs, who the hell's going to complain about that? If the other components are doing their job. Ari Lakewood, BT and Sal. What up, Ari?
Yeah, I want to know when Luis Hill is going to come back. And if
I don't know.
You move, and maybe if you move Chisholm to a third, and maybe Ben Rice could play a little third.
They just moved him from third.
You think Ben Rice could play third?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to find out. Do you?
It's better than Peraza.
That's true. Tough to argue with you there. I don't know. Like, the one thing that I do find interesting, you shouldn't have to reinvent things when you have a $300 million payroll. Can Ben Rice play third base? I don't know, but I know he didn't play third base in high school or at Dartmouth or in the minor leagues. So why the hell is he going to play third base now in a pennant race? I'm not even sure if he can catch. And that's actually what he did when he was a little bit younger. I think he's the first baseman. It depends what happens with Bellinger. See, the tricky thing here is Bellinger's going to get big money. He's going to opt out. He's going to get big money. Now, we can sit here and say, well, the Yankees don't always go all in. And that's true, even though they have a very high payroll. If you let that guy walk out, you are absolutely out of your mind nuts. Bellinger's the best all-around pure baseball player on the team. Not even close. Nobody's even close to him. Now, Judge is the best player in baseball. Bellinger is the best all-around baseball player on the team. Like, if he was right-handed, I would put him at third base. Who did I hear? Was it Moose? It was Moose. What day was it? I was driving somewhere. It was either Saturday or Sunday, obviously. And somebody called up Moose, and like, they weren't joking. They're like, what about Bellinger at third base? I give points to Moose for handling it well. I understand, like, I guess to an extent, like, if he can play anywhere, let's see if he can really, truly play anywhere. But, I mean, the fact that somebody would feel compelled to call and ask if a lefty could play third base in a pennant race tells you things are a little wacky, But, like, Goldschmidt's gone next year. Bellinger's going to get big money. I think he loves being a Yankee, and I think the Yankees will pay him. You know, he's not getting 8-9 years. I think he stays. I think he loves it. Perfect fit. He almost feels to me like a more athletic Paul O'Neill. Like, he just fits. He fits like a glove. So if Bellinger stays, well, now, and this is where it gets a little complicated, but I'll try to take you through some dominoes here. So let's say Goldie out. I mean, that's almost 100%. Let's say Belly in with an extension. Let's say Spencer Jones and Ben Rice not traded. Okay? And I don't think they're trading Jones. I mean, you could trade Rice. You're going to have to give up something to get somebody good. So they could trade Rice. Now, if that's the case, again, saying that they're both here, the young kid, Spencer Jones here, Ben Rice stays, not dealt, Bellinger extended. Well, where is Ben Rice playing? It's the same problem next year. Now, the reason I bring in Bellinger, if Bellinger walks, well, now you have your first baseman. Clearly, it would be Ben Rice. And then you'd have an outfield of Judge and Dominguez and Jones or Grisham if you keep it, whatever. I don't love that. There's too many uncertainties there. But this is why it's just so hard to read what they're doing and where they're going. Is a logjam in a lot of spots. But, man, Bellinger, how do you not love watching this guy play baseball? BT and Sal show here on The Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Talked about those Mets as well. Alvarez comes back, at least the early sample, a different player. Good for him. 888-808-1019. Let's get to it. Milton's in Brooklyn. Milt, where you been, Milt?
Hey, what's going on, brother? That's always a great show. All right, so I got to, real quick, this thing when you keep saying that the Yankees are not going to win the World, you don't think they can win the World Series.
I don't.
Okay, the problem with that is, if you're going to say that, you're going to have to name the top three teams that can. Because I don't want to hear you celebrating if they do, but you also get to say, I told you so.
I want to hear the teams that you think will win. All right, Milt. We got to
get
past one thing here. We're going to have a conversation. You know I love you. But I know you bring it, so we're good. Like, you guys got to get out of the habit of telling us how to feel. I mean, honestly, well, if you say this, then you can't. Says who? I can do whatever I want.
Okay, but you have to also play the other side, because I want to be able to tell you that you were wrong on the teams that you say can win.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, because you're saying you don't think the Yankees can win, so who can?
I don't. Well, I think I've said this for a month. I think Toronto's better. I think the Toronto.
Okay, so now I know. Okay, now I know. So when Toronto doesn't win, when they get eliminated in the first round, and this is all just because they're hot right now,
okay.
I get to say you were wrong. That's why I just want to be able to come back at you, because I don't want you to have that Evan Roberts thing where he plays both sides and never be wrong. And
I don't think Evan does that.
Yes, he does. Evan Roberts is the legend of that. What are you talking? He smashes his teams. They're not going to win. I already know they're not. But when they do, he gets to celebrate. So he's never wrong. Don't do that. That's what I'm just hoping that you don't fall for that.
All right. I mean, yeah, okay. So you're creating rules here. We won't do it, Milton. I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, I get it. Because trust me, I grew up listening to the station. And you are emotionally invested in what's said on the station. That's the essence of the station. So when, even if you like somebody, but especially if you don't, like either you don't like the teams they grew up rooting for, you don't like their style, It you get a little pleasure, that pound of flesh. BT, I told you were wrong. I told you. And it makes you feel good. That's fine. I mean, hey, I'm going to break a little news here. I can't tell you guys how to hear stuff. But I promise you, number one, I've been wrong a lot. Number two, I'll own it. What else are you looking for? Ooh, I want to be able to call you up and say that you were wrong. God, I'll probably beat you to it, man. And happily so. I don't think Evan straddles. Now, sometimes when he goes into like the IBO, the independent stuff, I don't know, maybe he's playing the fence there. I don't know. I've heard Evan say he's wrong a lot. I really have. I got to defend Evan there. I mean, just. Now, maybe not everybody in the history of the station enjoyed saying that they were wrong. Maybe there were a few legendary voices that Didn't like doing that? Hey, I had no problem doing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.